Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you again today. It is spring, I believe. We haven't officially hit it, but I believe we are on the verge of it. I have several articles today, and they all kind of point to the same thing: taxes and regulation and overspending, which is, you know, three different things, but they all work together. And I thought, you know, we haven't covered or talked a whole lot about the neutrality regulations for the internet that once again the government is trying to perpetrate against the people. And you know, they're always talking about getting rid of the rich and making everyone equal here in the United States. And I thought we'd talk about that a little bit. And then I have an article that talks about the spending. And it talks about some of the spending that's being done by the Justice Department without your permission. So I don't know that we'll get all of this covered today, but I thought we'd give it a try. When we talk about regulations, it just occurred to me about 5 minutes ago that we have a forgotten regulation that needs to be taken care of. Maybe it's not really forgotten, but it's pushed under the rug. And that's regulating not the people, but the government, which is what our Bill of Rights is supposed to be doing, regulating them and holding them back. They have gone crazy. And I thought I would cover this on the neutrality. I have covered it some on Facebook and other places, but not here on the air too much. So I thought we would talk about it today just a little bit. This is coming, the article I have is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, and it's written by Ed Fulner. He goes, there's a reason the words, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you, are a punchline. Government's involvement rarely helps, and in many instances, in fact, it exasperates the situation. Now, we have seen this over and over and over again. And he kind of points out some of this, so I'm just going to go on with his little article here. We've seen it happen in the financial sector, he says. The Dodd-Frank legislation that was supposed to prevent another crisis is instead mandating regulations that simply make things more expensive, more ordinary for ordinary consumers, all while increasing the chances of a bailout. In other words, it's done the opposite of what it was supposed to do. He says, we've seen it happen in healthcare, with Obamacare saddling the economy with a costly requirements that aren't making anyone healthier. And it was never about healthy. You have to understand that, people. It was never about healthy. It has nothing to do with your health. When they talk about healthcare, they're not talking about the care of your health. They're talking about your insurance coverage. Everyone deserves to have insurance. It's all about insurance, not the care you're getting or the expense of the care that you're getting. It's all about you paying for insurance and being forced to do so that everyone can have insurance. That's what it was about. It was never about your health. Okay. I digress. Let's go back to the article. Now that the Federal Communications Commission has voted for the third time in the last decade to institute net neutrality, I have a different word for this, net neutrality, it's fair to ask if we're about to see it online. Many people are under the mistaken impression that this change will mean a freer, fairer internet. Never happens, does it, people? They take the phrase net neutrality at face value. While it's alliterative and it's catchy, it's also dangerous. Ironically, It sets up a situation under which the online rules are anything but free, fair, or neutral. Neutral has a different meaning, doesn't it, than what they're going to do with this. To understand why, he says, consider how net neutrality would change things. For years, the broadband services provided by such companies as Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast have been treated differently than traditional telephone and utility services. Of course, we know how they've helped the telephone service in lately. I mean, you know, all the extra fees that you have and taxes that you have on your phone bill, those came from government regulations. Let's go back. They haven't had to operate under a common carrier. Rules that prohibit them from varying rates and services for their broadband offerings. Then they offer and charge what they want. They can, not then, they do. They can and offer and charge what they want right now. But he says this is a good thing. Consumers win under this scenario. Broadband providers have to compete for their business, and they can't win and keep customers without offering better, faster service and lower rates. But now, they're common carriers who provide telecommunication services, so the FCC is free to regulate them. In answer to some of the criticism, the FCC has assured the public that it won't resort to regulating broadband providers as fully as the law would allow. Well, how does the law allow that? Just because they say so? They'll still have a large degree of autonomy, we're to believe. But you don't have to be as skeptical as government promises as I am to view this assurance with a heavy dose of suspicion. It's never worked out well when they've taken charge, folks. Never, ever, ever has it worked out. He says, I'm not saying the FCC is necessarily being disingenuous, but consider the government's track record. President Lyndon Johnson, for example, told us that the welfare system was signed into law in the 1960s would be a hand up, not a handout. We have the cases with Dodd-Frank and Obamacare. Policymakers can have all the good intentions in the world, but it doesn't change what can and does happen when their so-called solutions are put into practice. I don't believe they have the best intentions in the world. I don't believe Obamacare was ever, ever intended to help your health care. It's all about forced insurance and a forced tax. And who's going to end up that main provider? Expect the pace of innovation to slow. This is back to the internet. Neutrality, net neutrality. Think about how the internet has changed our lives in the last few years alone. Would it have been possible with the bureaucrats in Washington empowered to oversee what service providers can and cannot do? Just think, if they'd have been regulating it all along, he says, we'd be lucky to even have dial-up service today. It simply makes no sense to yoke the internet of 2015 to a portion of the Communications Act of 1934. The good news is, he says, the fight isn't over. We've been here twice before, once in 2006 and again in 2010. Both times net neutrality didn't survive the court challenge. And he's hoping, and we're hoping, that that'll happen again. The FCC's latest version of net neutrality will have to weather review in the courts as well. So, he says, sorry, but net neutrality is like a virus or a bad line of code. It needs to be eradicated, not embraced. The government is here, all right, but not to help. Time to hit delete, he says. Now, my word for net neutrality is they're just neutering the people's communication on the internet. They want to neuter the net, not cause it to be neutral. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, in the first segment, we were talking about net neutrality and how the government wants to regulate for a better cause. You know, it needs to be fairer and freer on the Internet because it's not fair and free now. And we know that once they get in and start regulating things, it doesn't end up well, and that usually we, the people, end up the losers. So what they call net neutrality, I'm calling it the neutering of the net. And it won't be a good thing for we, the people. And I began the show telling you that I got to thinking, it just kind of popped into my head before I went on the air, actually, about the lost and forgotten regulation that needs to be. And that is regulating the government to hold them back and keep them out of our lives. Because I think we got enough. We've got enough. Well, the Justice Department, and I'm not sure where to begin here, the Justice Department is giving away your money without your permission. Did you know that? Not surprising, is it? Not surprising at all. Says here, and this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, from Paul Larkin, Jr. Now, think about what is going on here. We hear about all these lawsuits. Well, what happens when the government wins those lawsuits? He says, for the past decade, the U.S. Justice Department has engaged in the dubious practice of giving away the public's money when it settles a case by sometimes conditioning a settlement on a company's agreement to donate money to a third party of the government's or the defendant's choosing. For example, the Justice Department settled cases last year with the Bank of America and Citigroup over unlawful mortgage lending practices. The settlements required the banks to pay money to outside organizations such as legal aid societies from a government-approved list. They have a list. In another instance, the Gibson Guitar Corporation, remember that one, had to contribute, and they did nothing wrong. Nothing. They had to contribute to, guess what? The National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to end a criminal investigation. They had to settle or lose everything, folks. So, who's making these decisions as to where this money should go and whose money should this be? It says the practice is of questionable legality and clearly is a bad public policy. Government attorneys are obligated to represent the interests of the public, not those of selected groups. Moreover, when federal agencies collect money, that money should be spent as Congress directs that it be spent, not according to the whim of the agencies or the agencies. Think about this now. Just stop and think about all the lawsuits that go on. Where is that? I never even gave that a thought. Where does the money go when they win? Well, apparently, wherever particulars want it to go. The U.S. legal system rests on the principle that every lawyer owes a duty of loyalty to a client and cannot engage in self-dealing. Now, that's kind of the way it's supposed to be. For example, it says here, if John Doe's attorney settles a case for Doe, the attorney cannot tell the opposing counsel to write a check for 95% of the settlement to Doe and to give the rest to someone else. The attorney general occupies a similar position for the public. The attorney for the federal government, which means the responsibility of representing the public in court. Now, we're looking at a national level on this one. I would reckon, let myself come out a little bit, I would reckon that it's not a whole lot different in the state levels. Where does the money go? No law authorizes the Attorney General to act like Bill Gates and dispense money to private organizations. But that's what sometimes happens when the federal government settles a case. That money is not the Attorney General's to give away. It belongs to the public and should be paid in full to the U.S. Treasury. And then, of course, that's when Congress comes in, because Congress is the one who's supposed to take care of these things. Congress doesn't do their job, my friends. We want to hoop and holler about whoever's in the White House, and no, I'm not happy. I'm not pleased with Obama. I wasn't pleased with Bush. I haven't been pleased with the last umpteenth presidents. But it's Congress. It's Congress as a whole. Remember, we talked about these three branches of government. Congress has an obligation, and the D.C. occupiers are occupying offices and cutting deals, and they're not taking care of the business that they are actually elected to take care of. Go back to the article. What is worse, he says, is that these giveaways violate federal law. Federal statutes such as the Miscellaneous Receipts Act, didn't even know that existed, did you? That's how chaotic we are in this nation, require that all money received by the Justice Department be paid into the Treasury. It then becomes the duty of Congress, under the Constitution's Appropriations Clause, to decide how to spend it. Do you ever feel like we're in some kind of a maze and we can't get out? What on earth is going on? There is corruption in every single branch, in every single bureaucratic office in this nation, and it's time for we, the people, to lose our patience. Make those phone calls. Something has to be done by you, because we cannot rely on them. Says here, the Justice Department's practice also denies the public the opportunity to hold representatives and senators accountable for their spending choices. Executive branch officials cannot spend money without Congress's approval, which forces every member of Congress to vote for annual appropriations bills. The practice informs every voter what each member does with the public's money, knowledge that voters can use every 2 or 6 years to decide whether to throw the burns out. The bums out, I'm sorry. Throw the bums out. So many are not doing their job. We see these scandals, we fight these distractions, we're like a squirrel just running hit and there and everywhere. And not, well, at least the squirrel gets something done. We're not getting anything done. We're chasing everything around, like a dog chasing its tail. But we're not getting anywhere. The forgotten regulation is the regulation of the government. This is a regulation that is being ignored and violated. They are not to spend your money without Congress telling them how to do it. And then we need to tell Congress what we want done with it. But on the other hand, how many of these lawsuits from the government are legal in and of themselves? The Gibson Guitar Company did nothing wrong. I'm not going to defend Citigroup and Bank of America. But the Gibson Guitar Corporation did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. They were violated by a bureaucratic department of the corporation we call, think of as government. Out to get your money. DC occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, ignoring your rights. It's time to regulate the government. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. The lines are open. We're going to talk about the national debt for a little bit. And then in the last segment, we're going to figure out just exactly what they mean when they want to bring America to equality. You know, get rid of the inequality. You know, there shouldn't be rich. There shouldn't be poor. I guess we should all be middle class. But then we are poor. We will be right back.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. five quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I've been talking about the lack of what our Congress is doing. They're doing everything but their job, and that's causing chaos. And here we have all these bureaucratic departments of the corporation government that are telling us what to do and not to do, fining us, charging us fees and permits and blah, 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 blah. Come in and sue a company, and then the government takes that money and spends it anywhere they want to, invests it. When it's supposed to go into the general fund, and of course then it's up to the Congress how that gets taken care of. So we lose out there too, don't we? So here we have, and this is also, I've kind of flooded with stuff from the Heritage Foundation today. It's this coming from the Daily Signal as well. Ramona Boshi, I guess, how you pronounce her name. But they've got a graph here, and I'm going to post these on Facebook. And you can see them there. And I'll try and maybe put some of these in my blog so you can look. I haven't been blogging. I've just been so busy. But it says here that Congress should cut spending before it considers raising the debt limit. Oh, really? Well, there's a novel idea, huh? I'm agreeing with them. I'm just saying common sense would say we've got to stop spending, but they don't do that. They try to come up with new ways of taxing and getting the money out of the people. Says Congress, now listen to this. Congress has raised the debt limit too many times without making substantiated budget reforms to curb the growth of the debt. In recent years, Congress has suspended the debt limit altogether. Most recently, through March 15th, that was yesterday, when the debt limit is reinstated, which is today, it will exceed $18 trillion. Congress should adopt a budget reform that fixes spending and debt instead of growing the debt. You mean we should regulate the spending? We the people need to regulate the spending? Is that what Congress should be doing? Absolutely. You cannot blame the man in the White House alone on this debt. Yes, he's done it. Yes, the one before him did it. He campaigned against him because of his debt, and now he's more than doubled it. Congress is the one that should stop it. And I don't care if they're Republicans. I don't care if they're Democrats. I don't care if they're Libertarians. I don't care if they're independent. That is their job, is to regulate this spending. And instead, we have all these bureaucratic departments that are regulating you. Now they want to neuter you on the net. It'll end up costing you money if the government gets involved. It always costs us money. It always costs us in taxes, in fees, in permits. In liberty, it will cost you. And then I guess they'll take that money and they'll put it to this national debt instead of cutting the spending. You and I both know if we had a ledger, I don't know how big that ledger would be, I'm just saying. If we had a ledger of all the spending, you and I could sit down and cut it out really quick. Really quick. Some of the researches that they're doing need to be cut. We research when we've got money to do so. Otherwise, private industry needs to take it over. Private industry will do a better job anyway. It's time to cut the spending. Says here, March 16th, that's today, the debt limit returns with a vengeance, he says. She says, with a vengeance. Since Congress suspended the debt limit for more than a year, that just means they put off their job. They just didn't want to do anything, so they just put a quietus to it for a little bit. The debt subject to the limit has grown by nearly $1 trillion from $17.2 trillion to more than $18.1 trillion. And we know that it's even more than that, folks. Over the past 13 years, the debt subject to the limit has increased by nearly $12 trillion. The public debt doubled since before the Great Recession and is now at levels not seen since right around World War II. Now it's at $41,000 for every American, and a child born in 2015 will be faced with a public debt of $142,000 by the time he or she leaves college, absent budget reforms. The other part of the debt subject to the limit is debt that government agencies have borrowed from each other. How can they do that? Like payroll taxes borrowed from Social Security Trust Fund to fund other government spending. What a merry-go-round we have, folks. As these debts come due, the federal government sells more treasury securities in credit markets, and over time, more and more of the intergovernmental debt will become public debt. Why does the debt matter? Extensive research shows that excessive debt burdens, now this is going to shock you. They did research on this. Excessive debt burdens harm job growth and ultimately lower Americans' personal incomes. Unless America changes course soon, younger and future generations will inherit a massive national debt and a less prosperous nation. That is why I am here day in and day out. I'm not making a dime yet, folks, but I am concerned. I am concerned about the future generations of this nation. We get in charge right now, you and me, and start getting active and taking charge. We really won't reap the benefits. Don't be selfish and not do anything for that reason. Think about the future generations of this nation. A good parent wants something better for their children. That's why it astonishes me that we have so many families across this nation that stay on welfare. Never getting better, just existing. That is not the American dream. That is not the American exceptionalism. Looking ahead to the future of our country, those generations yet to come, that is what American exceptionalism is about as well as the entrepreneurial aspect of America, the hard-working aspect of America. Do you know how many people get out there day in and day out and work? And then we read about this government abuse of our tax dollars to take what they get and do what they want with it. Money from lawsuits. And now they want to, they call it net neutrality, I call it neutering the net. So, what would happen? What would happen if we'd slash inequality? Just exile that 1%. What would happen? 877-895-5410 is the number to call, or you can sit back and listen. I think you're going to find this real interesting, and we will be right back. Stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1-ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only
$13.99. And we have returned. My goodness, you folks are being quiet out there, and that's all right. I've got quite a bit here I want to share with you. I've had a few opinions to throw in all by myself, but let's look at this. You know, they're always telling us about that mean old nasty rich guy. The rich need to pay their fair share. They hate the rich. Well, let's look at what might happen. Again, this is coming from the Heritage Foundation. It's from David Azarod. At least I've picked it around here. It's not all the same writer. He goes, here's a way to slash inequality. Exile that 1%. Potential presidential candidates looking to make a splash could consider, he says, the following bold proposal to solve our inequality problem once and for all. Exile that top, and he's got it down to 0.1% of income earners. Round up all 136,080 taxpayers who make more than $2.16 million a year and ship them off to whatever country will accept them. Presto, problem solved. Now, keep listening because he's being facetious. We'd still, of course, have inequality in America, but we'd at least have brought it back to that healthy 1960s level that Paul Krugman and Elizabeth Warren nostalgically pine for. That 0.1%, he says, whose growing income have been fueling the rise in inequality over the past several decades, will have vanished overnight. Real quickly, we've got Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize is all this is by design to bankrupt the United States. In 1933, the United States, i.e. federal government, was filing for bankruptcy under the reorganization. Okay, I think one of your guests had stated that, or maybe it was on the Power Hour. But anyway, I was talking about that, and I didn't get a chance to respond. But this is all by design. Yeah, Obama didn't do it. You know, he didn't start it. But he's putting the final nails in the coffin, so to speak. Okay?
Well, Congress holds a big responsibility for this.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. They're the ones who've been laying down since 1913 with the passage of the Federal Reserve and the IRS.
Oh yeah, they haven't done their job in a long time. But we're in a corporation now instead of a government.
Oh, we've been in a corporation for a long time.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't realize also is the two different entities known as the United States and the States United too. That's another problem. People believe that they're a citizen of the United States, and I tell them which one, and they go, huh? You know, because if you look at Article 4, Section 4, Clause 1 of the Constitution, it states that the United States will guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government. But wait a minute, it's just talking about the United States and the several states. There's two different entities there.
Right. Well, you're getting a little bit off of where I'm going with this. So I'm gonna,
okay.
What I'm saying is
all this is by design.
I got you on that.
To bring us down to the third wall, so everybody else move in. And
but then you have to stop and think, and you're gonna take my time up, and I'm not gonna get to this article, and I want to get to this article.
Okay.
Then you got to stop and think, Mike. Why would Congress want to do that? Why would Congress want us to be third world? You know. Anyway, I'm going to go to the next caller because I want to get through this article. Okay, we have Theodore from Missouri.
Yeah, Beth Ann, how are you? Just a real short comment.
Thank you.
You cannot make a poor man rich by making a rich man poor.
I love that. That is just.
And I'll let you go.
All right. I love that. I love that very much. Thank you, Theodore. He is absolutely right. And this article points that out. Let's continue this. He says, this proposal will surely strike many as extreme. But drastic times, he says, call for drastic measures. Now, again, remember, he's being facetious. President Obama, after all, has called growing inequality the defining challenge of our time. Krugman agrees and notes that the increase in U.S. inequality has no counterpart anywhere else in the advanced world. Never mind that according to the surveys, most Americans couldn't care less about an abstract statistical trend stretching over decades. In a political poll, in the lead up to the last election, only 1% of voters thought inequality was the most important issue. But, as Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber might say, we should not let the stupidity of the American voter get in the way of advancing progressive policies. While exiling the wealthy will do wonders for inequality in America, it will put a serious dent in the government's finances. Think about this. Almost one in every five tax dollars that the government collects comes from that 1%. To make up for the shortfall, we should probably also confiscate all their assets before we kick them out of the country, he says. What about the jobs the 1%ers create and the value they add to the economy? After all, we'd be losing all but 12 of the CEOs of the 300 largest companies in the country. Interesting, don't you think? The show business industry, this is classic. The show business industry would collapse overnight with all the star talent in exile. Gone too would be the best investment bankers, financial consultants, surgeons, and lawyers, one-third of the NFL's roster, and well over half of the NBA's roster would be culled. When they talk about, and we're running out of time, and I'm not going to get through all this, it says here, one man's 1% is another man's business maven, job creator, or international superstar. We should be able to fetch top dollar for our economic elite. Heck, he says, we should even get bidding wars started between ambitious third world countries for our best CEOs. We need the rich. They do provide for this country. Don't let these politicians lie to you and say they're not paying their fair share. That's just simply not the truth. The truth is, the government corporation is spending too much money, and they're running out of ways of getting it from you. It's time to implement the forgotten regulation and regulate the government. Push them back out of our lives so we can save this country for the future generations. And that's why it's so important for you and I to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice and conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.